101, I guess. Tolerance. Let's look at these Vaishnava qualities, the qualities of a holy person, if you want to call yourself, or dress like, or, you know, be even treated as a holy person without being completely embarrassed about it. This is where we need to start, and tolerance is one of them. And what does it mean? I mean, I said it to my son the other day. We need to learn to be tolerant, and because he's saying I'm not tolerant, as if I was criticizing. Sometimes it's hard to get across, but what I mean was that, yeah, little things that disturb, little quirks in people's characters, and he's like that, she's like this, you did this, you did that. It's roughly up today, and we just had a party here in the garden. Lots of Indians. Nice, auspicious song of women and children and people talking out there. So that's how it should be. And so anyway, with tolerance I mean, that yes, when you see a fault in someone else, or in what someone does or says, ask yourself first a question. Well, does it matter to me or the world? If it's just something I don't like, or yeah, maybe something that disturbs my plans. But can I tolerate it? Is it, and again, normal human decency, that first don't just think whether it's disturbing to you or not, and if it is, then go to war. But first think, is there anything we can do to avoid this disturbance, whether it's just in my mind or between us or whatever, causing others disturbance too, or whatever it is. Maybe I just say hi and bye for now and see you some other day. That's very often a good thing to do. And as someone said, I teach you a good, very important and wise art, that there are these lips there in your face. Sometimes just seal them closed. And keep them closed, keep your mouth shut. That is very often a wise thing to do. Because you don't make it worse, it doesn't escalate into a conflict. If you can go somewhere else, do something to take yourself out of the uncomfortable situation, then do so. If you can't, then you have to tolerate. You're a slave or something, because this man was black. Afro-American, older type. So, yeah. I really think this is a good advice, both for each and every one of us, because if you are angry or disturbed or whatever, then you are just causing yourself trouble. The other person that you are angry or disturbed at doesn't even have to care about that or even notice that. So it's something we do to ourselves, unless we start getting violent, which we also ultimately do to ourselves, because you hit someone, they will hit you back. So we're just talking not about some high-flying, very advanced wisdom here, but very basic wisdom of life that we can immediately apply into our lives and notice that it works. It makes us function better. But most importantly for devotees, because it seems devotees sometimes, at least in the past, and I really hope it's not like that anymore, have these ideas that we are above ethics, above dharma and right and wrong. So if I hurt someone else, I'm just like a doctor, the surgeon. Sometimes surgeons, they are not petting you and showing mercy that way, but they show their mercy by cutting you. I heard this being spoken in lectures. And yes, Prabhupada used it, but in a, I think, a very delicate manner compared to what I heard from others. In other words, I can treat you however I want because I am senior, advanced, whatever, title, position. It's just my mercy on you to train you to make you Krishna conscious. It's a hard thing, this, you know. Who said it was easy? Well, Prabhupada said, actually, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. So, yeah. But ultimately, of course, every one of us, we are entitled to our own understanding. Again, as long as we don't hurt others, treat others badly. Because then, especially, treating other Vaishnavas badly, it is an aparadha. And it will very strongly hamper your spiritual advancement, block you on your path of bhakti. And this is not coming from me, this is coming from the Guru Dev there, Guru Parampara, serious. Something along that line.